You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Vayisprad v'nishmartem me'od el nafshotechem. So the mitzvah is commanding us that you have to take care of your nefesh. So how do you take care of your nefesh? How do you
wear a seatbelt?
What do you do?
Wear a seatbelt.
Oh, wear a seatbelt? Well, is that your body or your nefesh? Which one is it? It is? So now the question that is brought, if the command relates to our physical health, so you should say, "Menishmartem ma'ot el," what? How do you say it? What's the term that is used for your physical? Gufchem. You have to take off your goof. But here, the Torah commands us, you have to take care of your nefesh. So, how do we explain this? Let's say, to be able to drive your car, what do you need in your car?
Gas.
You need gas. What else?
Change.
What else?
Air in your tires.
Air in the tires, and what else?
A driver.
Well, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oil, some oil, yeah, in the engine or in the transmission. So now, in the same aspect, obviously, if Torah Talmud Shabbat command us that you have to take care of your physical, so then people go exercise, you know, eat healthy, so then they become very energetic and healthy. So now, your car, if it doesn't have a gas, will be able to drive it? No, not be able to drive. And then if there is no if there is no oil, what happens?
And the engine will break.
Yes, and sometimes the cars, they drive and they make noise. What's the noise called? Yeah, there is another one. What type of noise is it? They call it pit pit. So it doesn't go. So now here, Torah Talmud is teaching us, first of all, when you take care of your body, it has to be for the sake of your soul. So if you would have said that you have to take care of your body, you say, no, I have muscles, I can lift weight. But here we see, no, that's not the purpose. So the purpose here, when you take care of your body, you have to make sure your soul is in the right tune. It functions properly. So here we learn that the whole purpose that Otosha is teaching us, that you have to be on guard and take care of yourself, is for the sake of your soul. So you have to have a clear mind, you have to be happy, you have to be in peace. Happened to be a gentleman that made an appointment with the doctor. So he told the doctor, "Doctor, anywhere I touch in my body, I have pain." So what do you mean? Everywhere you touch, you have pain? I say, yes. So give me your hand. So he takes his hand and touches his finger and says, "Ouch!" So he says, "No, it's not your body. Your finger broke. So now, anywhere you touch, you think the body has pain, but the problem is the finger." That happens to all of us. So many times we touch people and say, "Oh, he's terrible. He did this to me. He's no good. This." But sometimes the problem is where?
Our finger,
yeah. And when the nefesh is not functioning properly, that's what happens. So now, first of all, you have to make sure that your nefesh, before we serve Hashem, has to be healthy. And you have to know how to keep it healthy. Just like other things that, you know, with that Hashem, we try to brush at least once a month, you know, some once a week, twice a day, to go exercise. It's the same aspect with our nefesh, because if our nefesh is not functioning in the right way, so then, God forbid, we go through a lot of pain. And this is the only and the only direct command that it mentions, me'od. What does me'od mean? It doesn't say, me'od, be careful to put on tefillin. Me'od, be careful to put on, to keep Shabbat. Me'od, be careful to keep kashrut. There's no such a thing. But he says, v'nishmartem me'od al nafshotechem. Because if your mind is not functioning properly, God forbid, you're going to go through a lot of pain and you cause a lot of pain for other people. And it's a very, very, very delicate and important and crucial command that you have to make sure to fix whatever that is bothersome for you. Right away. Right away you have to take care of it. Because without it, your avodah, God forbid, is not be avodah shelema. Hashem is akeno that to fix our finger,
amen,
that
amen,
does not cause pain, not for ourselves and for other people.
Amen.
And it's giving me a shuot, besorot tovot, bezad Hashem.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.